We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Friends, we are gathered here today for the... You ruined that, Danny. You completely ruined it.
I couldn't stop.
Okay, I was going to say we are gathered here today for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, and you might have been able to tell by how quickly our responses were to my birth here. Yeah.
We are having the Threesis podcast recorded with all of us in the same room.
What's up, baby? I'm fake Daniel.
I'm fake Danny. I'm fake ass Danny.
That's right. Thank you for remembering your place and your realness level.
Yeah.
I like that Mason doesn't introduce
himself. And I'm Mason. Sorry. Mason. And this is the Threesis podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just excited because we haven't done this in a room where we can make eye contact and shit in a while.
I know.
Yeah. I have a shout out really quickly that I want to get to because I know sometimes we get a little sidetracked. This is from Depressed. Yeah. This is from Depressed Ravenclaw. What's up, Depressed? So this was in reference, I think, to the episode we had where we did the Threesis audit that Mason did. Where they say, I'm surprised that reasonable racism wasn't included in the game from the new episode. Then again, I think it was a Danny quote, and there were a lot of those.
What is this again?
No, it's like Threesis audit is when I like go through like.
No, I know the audit. What was reasonable racism?
It must have been speaking rhythmically or something.
Reasonable racism. Yeah, it was definitely. Yeah,
you have to get into character.
Funnily enough, Depressed Ravenclaw in the Threesis audit, like we. Kind of cover something vaguely similar, which is when I was rambling about something and I said something makes less sense than racism.
Oh yeah,
and I was racism makes zero sense to begin with.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys. I mean, because I think in the moment you could probably hear my extreme remorse the moment it happened.
Depressed Ravenclaw, you're gonna love this episode.
Well, because I think I literally was like, it doesn't exist. It's totally not reasonable. They later said, I think only I can answer this one.
Well, like, can I say something real quick about racism that I was just reminded of?
Yeah, okay. You get to talk now.
Yeah, this is a fun thing.
Okay.
I recently 3D printed an ultrasonic whistle, and it just came to my realization I'd literally made a dog whistle.
Oh. Like, it's really, really high-pitched.
I feel like that runs tangent to racism, and we're trying to cancel Danny over his comments about reasonable racism.
Yes. Right. Depressed Ravenclaw also says, I would like to know that Threesis podcast thoughts on Lisa Frankenstein. I thought it was a 10 out of 10 and it was a solid contender for my favorite movie of the year.
I've heard Lisa. Yes. I just went to a film festival and people were talking about how much they loved it.
Yeah, I saw it because we went to an early screening of it with the director. Her name is Zelda Williams, actually Robin Williams' daughter, as well as Diablo Cody, who was the writer. She also wrote Jennifer's Body.
Their name is Diablo?
Diablo, yeah.
Wait, their last name is Cody?
I guess so. Oh, wow. I don't question it. It could be a pen name or something, but And then, Cole Sprouse was there and stuff like that. Anyway, I thought it was really funny. It's really funny, really good. It's not like a life-changing movie, but it's like very fun. It's kind of in like the bottoms sort of world. Yeah. Like it's a very irreverent comedy.
So, by the way, have I talked to you guys about Jennifer's Body?
You've talked to me off the podcast about it. Yeah.
Well, I need to go straight to jail for saying pod. Off the podcast. I saw Jennifer's Body pretty recently and I'd never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
And is that with Megan Fox?
Yes. Megan Fox and Amanda Seyfried. And I was told that it was a flop or something that received a lot of hate. Mm-hmm. That was probably like just blindly hating things girls like kind of hate.
Mm-hmm.
And then later it developed a cult following. So I thought I was going to see a like movie that admittedly has flaws, but ultimately there's a lot to like now that we're less misogynistic or hopefully.
Yeah.
But it made you more misogynistic.
No. It's a really good movie. It's just it's like I thought I was going to see a flawed movie that has good stuff in it.
Yeah.
Instead, I just saw a good movie that I'm mad about not being immediately popular.
Yeah.
It's really good. The tone is extremely strong. It's the right amount and the right approach to camp. It's a great movie.
So other than misogyny, why did people not like it?
Only explanation I can come up with for why this movie was not considered a good movie at the time is that people don't like women, and that's bullshit.
The only thing I knew Jennifer's Body for was being a lot of women's like sexual awakenings because they had there's like a really steamy Megan Fox Amanda Seyfried scene and like it's a lot of girls were like I think I might be into women too.
There is another more marketing based answer to why it was unpopular at first, which is that it is in no way a movie for the boys, in like air quotes. Like it's definitely a movie that speaks a lot to like girl culture.
Mm.
And it has like cathartic, queer coded woman's experience.
I'm sorry, Mason. As soon as you said not for the boys, I just stopped.
Right, glazed over. Right.
Can we talk about something more fun? No, just
But it was marketed for the boys as an effort to like get butts in seats.
Yeah.
And so like there's one scene where Megan Fox and like Amanda Seyfried kiss.
Mm.
And like it was like marketed in some realms as like a, like, do you want to see stupid bullshit about like girls kissing and shit? Yeah. Are you an idiot guy? Well, you'll love this movie. Yeah. And then they saw it and they were like, what? This isn't extremely exploitative garbage, which is what I'm looking for.
Sure. You know? But yeah, Lisa Frankenstein is quite good. I thought it was really fun. But speaking of stuff that is good, those things are good, but I want to do something that's bad.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah, like shit my pants.
No, I guess that's bad.
That's kind of bad. Hey, aren't you happy we're in person again?
Yeah.
You deal with my poop. Oh, yeah. Are you going to be farty again today, Mason? Because I think in the last podcast you were talking about how you were like mega farty.
No.
I was like, well, it's good that this is remote, but now you're locked in here with me.
So I wanted to play a game of bad rap.
Hell yeah. We haven't been playing rhythm games.
Yeah, we're trying to do stuff that we don't normally get to do remotely, and this is one of them because this would be fucking awful remotely.
All right, bad rap's pretty self-explanatory, but we got to construct a bad rap, and the person filling in the punchline has to not rhyme because it's a bad rap.
Yeah,
ready to go?
Yeah, ready to go? What's the ordering here?
It's so I'll go me, Danny, Daniel, me, Danny, Daniel.
Okay, right? So it'll be you say the first whole phrase, or no?
I do almost all of a rhyming couplet, and you fill in the last word.
Oh yes.
Then you do almost all of a rhyming couplet.
Yeah. So Daniel doesn't participate in the first thing. Yeah, it's only two people. Yeah. All right.
Bad rap. Look at me unpacking this box.
Bad rap.
Danny's got long hair. He's got luscious
hair.
Bad rap.
We're all sitting in this room.
Bad rap.
Man, it's dirty in here. I need a...
come.
Bad rap.
Yeah.
I drove over here in a car.
Bad rap.
The La Brea...
good one. Bad rap. I am gonna drink out of a glass.
Bad rap.
Man, that boxer, he kicked my
shins.
Bad rap.
We all love to sing together. Holy shit.
Bad rap.
A common woman's name is
Karen.
Bad rap.
Thank God.
I'm really bad in looking to the future.
Bad rap.
Yep.
If you get hurt, you might need a
doctor. Bad rap. I rest my elbow on a window pane.
Bad rap.
A Batman villain's name is
Jared. Here we go. I love hanging out with my two friends.
Bad rap.
I'm having such a good time. I hope this never
continues.
Bad rap.
I like typing on the computer.
Bad rap.
Oh, fuck.
Bad rap.
I do remember that this is a game Daniel's distinctly bad at.
I forgot about this one. Yeah. So that was good, Daniel.
After having to turn your brain off to answer the bad rap, you have to immediately come up with one.
The train's coming for you. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I immediately forgot that I had to do another line that rhymed with, or that was going to rhyme with the first line.
We could tell by future.
That's the only one that I got okay.
Kind of,
weird because it's difficult.
It is funny because I witnessed both of you, like, you're supposed to, like, make your own bed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And both of you made, like, a bed of needles for yourselves, you know? Like,
yeah. It is, like, it is like, a toughie.
Shit, who put this here?
Oh, yeah. You have, like, 4 seconds to turn to.
Is anybody else sweaty? Yeah.
Well, look, I would like to pose just a trip down memory lane, if you will.
Okay, okay.
I was reflecting recently on how I was required to learn cursive, like how to write in cursive.
Yes.
When I was in school, I don't know if you guys had to learn that.
Oh, but definitely.
All of third grade.
I'm not sure if this is still true, but I believe we will have listeners who are younger than us and who were not required to learn cursive in school. I believe in California where we live, it's still required, but I'm guessing I'm not sure about that, but I heard that.
I actually have my girlfriend's aunt is a third grade teacher. I should ask her.
You should ask her. I remember her letter in cursive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So my writing style is slightly, it's half cursive. I don't know if you.
I think that's most people. Yeah. You know?
Most people who were forced to learn how to write it, like we were.
Mine's all print because I was just like, fuck that shit. And even, I mean, I think one thing that really hit me about that, that was actually going to be my example for this prompt, Mason.
Right, right.
Like most useless things learned in school. Cursive, because I remember, like, I think once I got to high school, I remember some adult being like, yeah, we don't use cursive. All I do is my fucking signature, and that's about it in cursive. And I'm like, oh, shit, okay, then
Speaking of writing things, yeah. When's the last time you guys wrote anything that wasn't, like, filling out a form?
I've started teaching again. Like, I teach some classes at LA Valley College right now.
Yeah.
And at LA Valley College, they like, have certain like things that I need to write on the board and stuff.
Sure.
Like I was teaching an accent and dialects class last night and I needed to like physically write out like lines of dialogue so I can show you how you can like visually fuck with it to remind yourself to speak in an accent.
When you were looking at your handwriting, were you satisfied or sad?
I was satisfied because I've practiced it enough.
Oh, okay, cool.
But like there have been periods of time where I didn't write anything for like a year.
Yeah.
And then as I watched myself, like, I don't know, sign a check, I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Like, what is this?
I write a physical to-do list every single day, and I have a planner there, too.
You guys are so much better than me.
To be honest, though, I don't know if this is a weird thing, but, like, I write infinitely better in pencil than in pen.
Because, that is weird.
I think because the lead usually has, like, a friction? Bit of an angle to it.
Oh.
You know how, like pens are just usually, like, a round thing, it's all the same thing. Like, the angle of the, like, slight angle of the lead, like, where it breaks off, and you use it to write, like, I think I don't know, maybe I just, I feel like I have a better grip on, like, what I'm writing in lead. I don't know, maybe it is the friction.
I prefer writing with pens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is toxic, because I write sloppy, so I need to cross shit out all the time.
Oh, sure, yeah. But, yeah, actually, what else?
Speaking of useless things
to learn,
you mentioned writing a check.
Like, you learned that in school?
Maybe I didn't learn it in school, but like I learned it from.
I have to fucking Google it every time. Every time I need to do it, I have to Google how to do it.
I just remember like being very like the impression of how important it is to know how to write a check.
Right. Yeah, sure.
You know, like it's gonna be something I'm gonna use every day for the rest of my life.
Like I'm sure I'd remember at some point if someone explained it to me, but offhand, I can't even tell you what balancing a checkbook is.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Down to its core, I don't know what it is.
Does that just mean, I don't know, like ins and outs, you got everything accounted for?
I'm just embarrassed to even guess, so I'm not going to. But
I learned how to write a check for my dad, because I don't know why, but my dad was pretty imperative about that. I think it's also because I wrote checks for like, in high school, I wrote checks to like the person who did my hair. Because she was like a family friend of ours. And
I used to have to write physical rent checks.
I'm
like, that's the only situation that I can think of now where people still use checks, maybe.
It is very, or like I'd use it for tax payments. Like paying state tax, you have to send in like a check to the like to the state and then federal. Yeah. What else? I think like I mean I'm sure there are certain things that some people would view as very
I took AP US history.
A push.
And like in American history, I think there is so much useless garbage you learn as part of the curriculum. Mm. Like you don't learn shit about how your society is fundamentally structured, which is like the best kind of history to teach kids.
Because it's actually applicable to.
So they understand what world they're about to enter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Instead, you like learn dad's favorite guide to World War II kind of history where you like learn like random trivia about like military battles and you learn like fun facts about presidents or like common folk tales about things that happened in a certain time period.
Sure. Yeah.
It's so, so cripplingly useless.
Yeah.
Like crippling, like it's debilitating.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's like it makes me like sad, and it like saps the life from me to think about how useless. Because I love history.
Yeah,
like I earnestly enjoy learning about things that have happened,
like the Hindenburg. Yeah,
like the Hindenburg. Like the Hindenburg literally had more of an impact on our current culture than like knowing specifically what happened at the Battle of Okinawa did during World War II. Mm. And specifically having to write in your test booklet the difference between the Battle of Okinawa contrasted with the Battle of Iwo Jima
or the
Battle of Midway or things like that. Like the fact that I know three different distinct World War II battles between in the Pacific Theater is like embarrassing to me. And I had to study that shit so I can get an A. And it's like, why?
This is more just, I personally don't have any use for this, and I don't think most people do. Fucking trigonometry, man. Like I don't personally care for trigonometry. I also is probably one of my least favorite maths. I actually love like geometry.
There's but a lot of like geometry is
kind of basic.
Trigonometry is one kind of geometry.
I know, it's just the trigonometry and then matrices. Fucked that shit. I didn't like matrices. I don't know why.
There's a lot of math I didn't like learning, but I did reach a point in college where I was like, I probably shouldn't complain about math being useless because Miss Bachman, when are we going to use this in real life? It's like such a common cliched thing for a student.
I mean, I think like you do use it. I mean, at least things like algebra, I find myself using pretty frequently.
Sure.
Also, like algebra is logic. So like you do need logic to function, even if you're just going to talk to people for the rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny that like I'm trying to think of things that were useless to learn, but I can only think of things that were helpful to me.
Oh.
Because like I was in a AP Environmental Science, apes. But the only thing I can remember from it is positive and negative feedback loops, which like I guess is not very important knowledge to know, but
it's a helpful frame of thought for things. Yeah.
For those who don't know what those are, a positive feedback loop is like a system where if something happens, the chain reaction makes it so that the thing is exacerbated and just keeps on going and going.
Mm.
Whereas a negative feedback loop is the opposite, where something happens and the things following it push it back into the state it was. So it reaches like an equilibrium.
Mm. The only other thing I could think of, because I obviously, as someone who does music, music is important, but learning the recorder, having everybody learn the recorder is really interesting, because it's because I like hate the instrument. I think it's so shrill and rough.
Shout out to all recorder players.
Yes, yes, professional recorder players.
Listener base.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's good to like obviously have. I think that was maybe just the most accessible way they could have an entire class of like 30 kids learn a single instrument because they're so cheap.
It does remind me though that like I learned music theory in school as well, and they would teach us like things like figured bass and like things like Johann Sebastian Bach's specific random opinions about how harmony should work.
Mm-hmm.
And like many of those just super don't matter. They're not just dated, but they've been dated for 200 years before I was taught it, which is just like, come on. One of my takeaways that I want to tell our listeners, if you are school aged and you're in a history class, if you're feeling brave, raise your hand next time during a lecture about some random battle in some random war and ask about how war military strategy trivia is helping you become a more aware citizen of your current society. Because I wish I could punch my textbook in the face.
Totally. That is so interesting. I feel like we could probably do the segment again at some point, because I'll probably learn. I'll think about
all the useless garbage in your head.
And also, I'm sorry guys, I bash trigonometry, and apparently, you know, I should
apparently
and,
I use know. It every day.
Apparently I use just sine, cosine, tangent, cotangent, cosine, and cosecant.
Secant.
And then cosecant's also a thing. Anyway,
Daniel, what the hell is yob?
Is yob? I also like, I literally wrote it down as yob question mark, because
sometimes
this just a segment where all we do is join in with that.
Always scream yob.
Sorry, well actually
sometimes Daniel writes things in our itinerary and doesn't explain any
he always
of it.
Has the weirdest titles.
But before I talk about that, I just wanted to mention, because you're talking about trigonometry, I've been actually been using a lot of angles lately, because I've been learning how to use
your
3D printer assisted design, which is like 3D modeling software. But anyways, yob is because I wanted to tell you guys that I applied for a developer 2 position at my job.
Whoa. Oh, job. Like a job.
My current job. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Wow. Moving on up. Developer 2.
Yeah.
Are you a developer 1 right now?
Yeah,
currently?
I am a developer 1.
But developer 2, I'm assuming, comes with a pay increase.
Sure,
and
electric boogaloo.
Sure, so, yeah. Developer 2, electric boogaloo. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I had my performance review and I just straight up said, hey, I noticed I'm the only dev 1 on the team. What do I need to do to get dev 2? And they're like, oh, wow. Like, I didn't expect you to be so like straightforward. And I was like, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, this is a great question. And they gave me a BS answer. And I was like, okay, cool.
Oh, no.
But then like, I was like, can you be more specific? And they gave a little bit more specific answer. But yeah. I was like, okay, like, I don't know when this is going to happen. Cause they're saying another part of it is like, when we have a position open to for that.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But then apparently there was an opening that we had for Dev 2. And I was like, oh, maybe I should.
Me, please.
Yeah. Dev the remix.
Yeah. But one of my coworkers out of the blue, he was just like, hey, I don't know if you applied, but you should really strongly consider applying for Dev 2. And I was like, whoa. So I'm smart.
Yeah.
Okay, so I applied for it.
Give you a little kiss on the forehead.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully we have good news for future podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're
Dev 2 Daniel Park. Do we have to call you Dev 2 Daniel Park?
Okay. Yes.
Wow.
Dev 2 fake Daniel Park.
Yes, Dev 2 fake Daniel Park.
Yeah, because the real Daniel listener of ours is also going to be a Dev 2 at your company. Mm, so they're going to
Wow, that would be insane.
Wow. Exciting, exciting stuff, Daniel.
Congratulations.
We are
Daniel.
Genuinely
Thanks,
very proud
man.
Of you overall.
Not ironically.
No, like seriously. I feel like I joke too often, so it's hard to tell.
You're a smart
I'm
boy.
Serious, but I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was gonna
Danny
say.
Danny struggles with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you wanna do something that no one's gonna be proud of us for, Danny?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Oh, especially if I throw out a reasonable racism or something like that. Yeah, we're gonna do Speaking Rhythmically because I know that we've been dying to do another one of
these. It's a funny game, but you can't play it remotely, so we're about to.
Any delay that you have in the feed is gonna make it basically impossible.
This game is pretty hard,
it's
right?
Really hard.
Because at all times someone is doing something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what we do it where for you guys who don't know at home, right, Speaking Rhythmically is where we will all essentially freestyle rap on a singular letter, trying to come up with as many phrases and sentences and words that start with that letter,
and
we will
necessarily need a rhyme.
No,
really,
absolutely
really not. It doesn't have to rhyme.
It's
yeah,
it's gonna not be very high quality stuff, and then the person behind you is beatboxing
yes,
to keep the
yes,
beat going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll start because I'm feeling
okay.
brave.
So
can I get a random letter?
Let's go random
letter
yeah, yeah.
from one of you, please.
G.
Sure. G.
G. All right, yeah, so yeah, yeah. Daniel, you're gonna start with the beat,
okay?
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
it's gonna go to Danny.
I'll do H.
Yeah,
and then
okay,
I and
G.
so forth. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's just count me in. Yeah. It's gonna be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Great Gatsby, God. Gillyweed. Gillfish, Gill can't eat it. Shane Gillis. Good.
Yep.
Good gob. Good gobstopper. Good God, this is ghastly.
Half of my heart is in Haiti. Hate my handsome heart. Half of my hickeys are heated. Heated hickeys.
Ironically, I ink on igloos. Indefinitely, infinity, imperialism.
I'm Jack and Jake Johnson. That's my job. Jack and Jake Johnson in this jurisdiction. I'm a jury of peers and I'm here to tell you jacket. Jacket, Jake Johnson, jacket, jacket, jacket.
Kids. Canceled. That's with a K. Kids. Kindergarten. Kindergarten kids. Kangaroo. Kangaroo knitting. Knitting kangaroos.
Loving living in Uvia. That still technically starts with L.
Oh.
Like. Yep. Limber lovers locking limbs.
Mason, my name. Mason, my name. Mason, my name. Mommy, please. More of Mason, my name.
Not name. No name. I have no name. Nigeria. Never been there. Never. Nose.
Arnar, octopus. On my orangutan puss. Octagon.
All right, we did it, folks. We did it.
Not that bad.
We got it through a speaking rhythmically again.
I had a harder time than I typically do. I think for some reason K and N were just bad letters for me, you know?
Yeah, hey, it was a dark time. It was a dark time. Hey, we have a lot that I'm sure our future Threesis auditors will ask us to apologize for, but I'm really glad that we could do that for you. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
So friends at home, you're welcome and we're sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half of my heart is in Haiti, I think I said. So, you know, I've never been, but
I got to book a flight there. We got to go get that.
Daniel, what do you have to say?
Hey, I love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
Wow. Thank you. So quiet. All right. So tender.